Welcome to the special Galentine's edition of Girl Talk. Normally we do tea time, but today for you ladies, we are just full of the juice and the love, and it's oozing out of my onesie right now.
She's gonna say,
and my ears are not erect enough. Sorry, Jody. Anyway, we're here for you guys today. Happy Galentine's Day, ladies. I'm Elizabeth Vargas.
I'm Frances Cardone.
Tiffany Sowersby.
Jody Silva.
The ladies are laughing at me. I'm sorry, ladies, but I thought we would just change it up and put bean bags, drink some champagne, eat some chocolatos, and shoot the shit and talk about men. So,
nice.
Let's go.
Ready for this? Cheers, ladies. Let's just get started. Woo.
Cheers. Galentine's.
We have all demographics here today. I'm turning 50. We got married. Single, ready to mingle? Oh, that's some stories.
Messed up.
So, okay. You know, I'm just telling you right now, your feet are cute, honey.
Thanks.
Yes, they are really cute feet.
I've been thinking about it, you know?
You're
cuter
than mine. Fans only call you
top pink. Woo. You didn't plan that.
Frances is hiding.
I'm hiding my feet. Not even going there.
You don't want the creepy guys.
I know, I don't.
Oh my God.
We want ugly feet.
I'm going to put your feet on only feet.
Only feet?
Only
feet.
It's a thing. How frowned upon do you think it actually is for you to do feet pictures and your friends to find out? Would you be...
No.
Do you think that's bad?
Okay, so OnlyFans started with feet pictures, right?
Yeah. Guys, if you can make money off your feet, my dad would be like, go for it.
Right? All power to you.
Who cares? Could one of us start... Not me, I don't want to... But one of us should start like a feet thing.
I think so.
See if it actually works.
We nominate you.
Face study.
Yeah. The problem is that it's all fair and games doing simple stuff.
Until you start showing your vagina.
But then they start asking for more, don't they? And when the dollar starts...
Oh yeah, like
you're like, well,
it starts off with just put Vaseline on your feet,
and then all of a sudden, like, where did we get the Vaseline from?
And then it's like, show me your knee.
Wait, what is
it?
They asked for that?
No, I don't know what they are.
How did you even come up with that? First off, so wait, you already have a feet finder?
It's the it's the gateway.
The feet are the gateway.
Feet is the gateway.
What we should do is for every answer that we don't want to answer, we take a sip.
Okay.
But that's good. We're doing that.
Right?
Yes.
So if there's a question they ask us, we're like, we don't want to answer. We
never have I ever.
Right?
So let's start with the never have I ever. Since Frances is not, you're not a foot person.
No, I am not.
Okay.
Sorry. Uh-oh.
Never have I ever sucked someone's toes. She's taking a sip. You have? How weird.
Wow.
I thought my toes suck.
Okay, your turn.
I'm not the sucker.
Oh, you're not a sucker?
Not on toes.
Not on toes.
Oh, my God.
You go, Jody. I'll go last.
Is it going to be about feet?
Anything.
This
is, she came up with a game. If you don't answer, you have to drink.
Does it have to be like relationship?
Just go. Anything.
Just think of anything. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know.
Okay, Tiffany, you're next.
Seriously, right?
Ask anybody.
Liz, never have I ever dated my friend's boyfriend.
Oh, that's very direct.
Boyfriend.
Jim.
Oh,
I'm back for Jim Bellino.
Whoa! No! I never have I ever dated Jim Bellino.
I know.
Yeah, Jimmy can't
that was
start
good.
Our
that was
Valentine's
good.
Day off with Jim Bellino.
That was good.
He needs to come on the show. Okay. Shannon, I love you. I did. Alexis.
Yeah, not Shannon.
Oh, yeah. I get in trouble for not remembering her name. I called her Jesus Jugs. They got all mad at me. I did not date Jim Bellino.
She likes that name.
Anyway.
Okay. Well. Do you still want to play this game?
Yes.
We do? We should have started that.
Is it whoever you asked for next? Okay.
It should be.
Okay. Jody.
Yes.
Great.
Never have I ever been on a private jet Mile High Club.
Oh.
If you don't want to answer, you could always drink.
No, I don't drink. It means if I drink, it means I haven't, right?
So you just answer.
If you just don't want to answer.
You drink if you have. Wow, this is.
No, I thought.
This is a horrible
word. We
should have
prepared.
Do I drink if I have?
No, if you don't want to answer, you have to drink.
If you just want to answer.
But if you want to drink anyway, you can. Right. It doesn't matter.
Well, I have.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
Cheers.
Really? You got to do the Mile High Club in a private jet?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you haven't?
So normal.
I don't think I ever did, which is weird.
It's so weird.
I think I would.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's time.
Yeah.
There's time.
I need a sponsor. Anybody have a jet out there? Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Keith does. Okay. We'll do it in a Cessna.
Cessna. Okay.
So that'd be a goal for 2025.
Yeah. I don't want a Cessna. I prefer a Falcon or a Challenger 900 with a bed in the back. Okay. Your turn.
I think we should stop playing this game.
Yeah.
And start talking about.
Take the pressure off me.
Yes. I know, right?
All my never have I ever go into sexual, and I don't think it's appropriate. So let's talk about
That's
something.
Because you have finally found the man of your dreams.
Aww. Yes. Aww. I have.
You got engaged recently. Let's see your ring.
Congratulations.
My eye's getting a little blinded.
I know, right?
So how did he propose?
It was kind of cute. If I tell you the story, it's cute. If I just tell you how we did it, it's lame. But we dated for about 2 weeks before doing anything. No kissing, nothing. We just went on dates. We went bowling. We had dinners. We had all these
2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks. And then,
wait, no kissing, nothing for 2 weeks?
Mm-mm.
Did you were a virgin together? For 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
impressive. But did you lay in a bed together? No, okay.
No. So I was recently out of a marriage, and I wasn't really ready to date, and I bumped into this stud of a guy at a coffee shop, and it was nice, but I didn't want to rush into anything. I really wanted to make sure that I was my best version before dating.
Yeah.
So I thought it was important for me to spend some time with myself and with my children, and then I bumped into Mr. Amazing, and then we started hanging out, and it was really nice to just talk and chat, and we went axe throwing and bowling and dinners, and then
you went axe throwing?
Yeah.
On a date?
You did.
Is that sin?
I've done that.
Yeah. I think it's called whoop axe.
Do the guys like it?
I was the worst axe thrower you've ever seen. Back to you.
But yeah. Harder than you think.
It's hard.
It hurts your shoulder if you do it too much. I went with the first time I went, I was like,
oh, you're all sore.
Oh my goodness. I woke up and I said, my shoulder's a little. Yeah, because you use all those muscles.
All the muscles.
Yeah.
And they bounce back off the wall.
Yeah. So you went on dates. Let's go back.
Yeah. And then we went to the Drake in Laguna Beach. Love that place.
Okay. Yes,
and we were talking. And then as you leave, the valet's really small. So he went to put me in my car and it was like awkward because the valet guys are all standing there. So I just drove off. And then I text him on my way home and I was like, basically, this is bullshit. Why haven't you kissed me yet? And he's like, pull over and send me your location.
Oh.
So I pulled over at this random place in Mission Viejo, like a car park.
Totally.
Like a legit car park.
You weren't scared? Like,
no. Have you been there? So okay. I pulled over, sent him my location. He turns up, picks me out the car and pins up against the car, and that was it. Everything was great.
He's pretty tall. How tall is he?
6'3", 6'4".
Yeah,
that's tall.
And I'm only 5'2", so I'm little.
Yeah.
And, so then on New Year's Eve, we go out and we were supposed to go into my friend's house first and get the limo to take us out for New Year's Eve. And he was like, no, I'm not taking the limo. And I was like, why? This is what we do. Yeah. And he was like, no. And I thought he was being weird. He didn't want to go in the limo. So I was like, whatever. So I told my girlfriends, we're not going to come in the limo. We'll meet you there. But it's because on the way back from dinner, he took me back to the same place we had our first kiss.
This is Rico's
swap. That's a cheer.
And we're all congratulations.
Thank you.
True love does exist.
That's a good cheer.
It does.
True love.
But yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I will say, when you get older, I think you really know what it is you want, what it is you can sacrifice, what it is that you're comfortable doing. And I know you two really well. I don't know you as well, but
yeah.
We're quite masculine women, all three of us.
Yes. Alpha females.
Alpha.
Yeah.
She is.
Yes. So you are too?
Yeah.
It's really hard to find a man that you don't demasculate.
Yes.
So Jacob is the first time ever that I've had someone that actually makes me feel feminine.
That is very important.
I've never had it before. Yeah. And now I feel like a lady and I do girly things.
You can be a woman.
I can.
Yeah. Yeah, and you feel protected, right?
Really protected. Yeah. And it's such a lovely feeling. It's such an easy feeling. And it's where I've always meant to be, even though my whole 41 years of life thought I had to do everything. but I don't. And it's nice.
Oh, so he helps with everything around the house too?
He does. So I'm pretty strict now, actually, because he's so masculine, like just stupid things like the trash, lift anything, grocery shopping's bring there. He does everything.
Does he have a brother?
Yeah. He
She said he has a brother who's
No. But he's...
There may be a brother.
He's pretty tough. He is a brother, and he does exist, and he's pretty tough. But yeah. I can't say what he does.
But he's really hot.
That made him just hot. Secret
story. Yeah, yeah. You said he was hot.
He's like a Delta.
He's a Delta. He's a Delta Alpha Tango Tango. Yeah.
He's a Fox Trot. But he's the shortest one out of them all. He's only 6'4".
Oh, only 6'4".
That's perfect.
Yeah, she could be the spinner for that one. On Tiffany, a new husband.
Wait, ship him over from Israel. He lives in Israel. We'll bring
That's a little difficult. Long distance.
So you are married to an entrepreneur.
Yes.
And you're a baller too. You're alpha female.
I am. And it's like you said, it's hard when you are so independent and you're, you know, I think all women, even though if we're independent and we make our own money, we don't really need a man to support us financially. At the end of the day, I kind of feel like women do kind of want to be taken care of a little. Yes. Right, you want to feel like a woman.
It doesn't have to be financial. Just a man.
And it's funny that you said about...
Stick your hands right here.
Right. Like you said, you went 2 weeks. So when my husband and I started dating, you know, we had a couple dates, whatever, and he was trying to get frisky and stuff. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I have a 10-date rule. And he looked at me and goes, what? I said, yeah.
10 days.
10 dates.
I was 14.
You're 14? You're 14. I got 10 dates. He goes, well, can I do it like breakfast, lunch, and dinner? I'm like, no, you can't do it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the reason why I actually started, you know, I've always kind of been that way, is I read this book a long time ago. And it was saying, you know, when you get a job, you are, when you get a corporate job, you work for 3 months, you're on probation, right? Mm-hmm. You're on probation. They don't give you insurance. They don't give you anything.
Right.
And so why would you, as a woman, give your goodies up before you know that person has earned it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So that's sort of how I've lived my life, and it's worked out kind of good.
Well, I think there's so much... with the advent of OnlyFans, and there's so much sex out there, and there's now there's AI... I mean, this is impossible to be perfect. Like, you know, you're never going to find the perfect man. You're never going to find the perfect woman. Real women like us, we're real women. Like, we have wombs and we have vaginas and we have emotions and we, you know, you have children. I mean, we have a lot of everything a woman is. But, you know, we're hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
And... you know, you waiting is probably a blessing, even though, you know, it sounds weird, because women just give it up. Like, it's nothing these days. They will literally put out just to try and steal that man or anything. They'll do anything to get these men.
And you also don't want the beginning of your relationship just based on the passion and the intimacy and not even know that person, because it sets the tone for the rest of the relationship. Now it's like, well, now we're arguing.
I can't really take you serious with your...
I'm trying. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
you
absolutely.
Kind of like see if there's red flags before you're going to commit on a physical level.
I also think as well, being intimate with someone... I think being intimate with someone is a lot more deeper and passionate when you really understand who they are. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having one night stands or just going home with someone or just doing something like that.
It's boring.
That's just for you, right? But when you're with someone in bed that you have a relationship with, it's something deeper than just getting off.
Right.
You know, or doing it
maybe in your 20s.
Better.
Not in our age bracket.
Yeah, yeah. In your 20s, it's okay. Yeah, I remember having a good old time in my 20s.
Now it's like, hey, you're signing up.
Right.
Well, what do you think of, you know, men that are our age or my, you know, that still do the walk of shame and bang it out every single night? You, like, look at them and you almost feel sorry for them. You're like...
I always think there's something deeper.
There's something wrong.
If you're going from bed to bed or you're... Listen, I don't mind what people do. If you're paying for it, it's your prerogative. You get to do what you want. But there's got to be an underlining...
Well, they put an expiration date on themselves because clearly it's like they can't... Whatever, the girl gets disinterested or they get weird and they can't just go and like stretch it out, because new experiences means you don't have to face your demons. Mm-hmm. So
what do you think a lot of these men's demons are these days? I mean, I know that there was the big women's movement, and it demasculated a lot of guys, right?
Yeah.
So we're kind of trying to get back to a woman being able to be a woman and a man being able to open the door and it's not weird. And, you know, what do you think the hang up is, though? I still see so many men are just not real men anymore. Like, yeah. There's not a lot of real men out there.
I think, especially in California, sorry, boys, but California.
Sorry, boys.
Sorry.
Sorry, boys. But you want a real man to go to Montana.
Yes.
Or
the East Coast. Yeah. You know, it's like a whole different world over there.
I think that men are getting more feminine. They are. They want to look good. They're doing Botox.
They're like shaving their balls. They're like Botoxing their balls.
Botox.
They got manscaped.
Is this Botox?
Botox.
No. Oh, yeah, it actually works.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really? How does that work? What does it do? What does Botox
do? It makes your balls like funny
less
again.
Wrinkly.
No.
You're like, yeah.
Hmm. I've not heard of that.
I mean.
But I mean, what's up with these guys? Like, Yellowstone, the show came out. And I love Yellowstone because it was like men on horses and wrangling stuff. And
if you took Rip out of his outfit and put him in a California surfer outfit, he would look terrible.
He would look terrible.
Yeah, yeah,
he would not look manly.
Yeah. Just the hotness of what he does.
Or like Billy Bob Thornton in the new TV show.
Landman.
Oh,
he repulsed me. Let me just tell you, like, I thought he was gross when he's dating Angelina Jolie. I was like, dude, the guy's not even hot. Hello in the show. He's like, he's so hot. I'm like, suddenly he's hot.
He looks good.
An old man. Like, I'm into it.
Is his daughter?
Oh, his daughter and his wife.
Guys, those two girls
are. His daughter and his wife are both hot.
She's an older lady. I don't know the actress's name, but like for her age, she's gorgeous.
She's the younger one. So beautiful.
So beautiful. Yeah, they're both.
But those are like, you know, they're really bringing back a lot of these shows, like Landman, Yellowstone. That like men are men again, right? Yeah. And I'm glued because I'm like. Yeah. Oh my God, where are those men? Do I need to move to Texas?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I used to think, oh, I need to go to Chicago. But then I heard Chicago's full of nothing either.
Yeah.
What happened to Chicago?
I don't know, but I think with men, I think there's too much emphasis on them too looking good. So they're getting their hair plugs, they're getting their Botox, they're getting all their manscaping, they're getting their designer clothes. At some point, if you can't leave the house without doing all your things, then you're a little bit feminine. Like how many times do you run to the store with no makeup on and pajamas just to get milk?
Yeah.
Well, how much time?
Yeah.
But men are now getting over the top dressed up, getting in their Ferrari, going banging a 20-year-old, and that's what makes them feel good.
Yeah, but they're also hopped up on testosterone these
days.
Okay,
so you said in a previous podcast that they're taking testosterone, right?
They all, in Orange County,
what does that do
every
for them?
Single one of them are.
Does it make their dick harder? Well, I'm sorry.
No, I think it just like makes them feel good about themselves, but it also makes their appearance, like with the growth hormone, the TRT, the trend, all this stuff. It's giving them those bodies that they see in these like magazines and that they think girls want. But what it's also doing to them on a hormonal level is they're making them insane.
Yeah, but monitored correctly, and if you're the right age for it, it's actually good for you. So as you get older, women lose estrogen and testosterone. And men also lose testosterone. So a lot of women, and when they're reaching their 45s and
above, explain how my dad... Sorry, Dad, has gone his whole life being a total man without putting any testosterone in his body.
But he must generate it.
Because I just think
small.
This is a new thing. Like,
okay, the limp...
Impotency?
Okay, so what does that all cause? Because most of them can't even... Like, I've been hearing horror stories that all the women are just... The men just can't get hard anymore.
Yeah. Well, I have a question. So, gym body or dad body? Which one would you pick?
Jim?
Oh, dad.
Jim.
Dad.
Me.
I'm a dad body.
I'm a dad body,
I'm a dad
too.
Body.
The gym, a dad with a little bit of gym body.
A little bit of gym body,
like, chiseled.
I
just like big. I like, Jacob's shoulders are like this.
Yeah.
He's huge. He's an ex-football player. He's massive. I grew up playing rugby, so I guess in my mind, a man is big. Doesn't necessarily mean like skinny muscles, no.
Yeah.
Like
big. Yeah. Big. Yeah. Because it makes you feel like more feminine.
How tall are you?
When you have a bigger man.
5'2". Oh,
yeah,
tiny. His chest is like, doesn't even fit in my hand. And I.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'2".
Mm-hmm. You are?
5'0".
5'4".
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought we were the same height.
Mm. I wear high heels.
You're only 5'.
Oh, yeah. I'm a midget too.
I'm tall.
No, I always get like, I've been hearing, so I talk to a group of girls and like they're like, none of the guys, I don't know if they're eating weird food, but they have intimacy problems.
There's a lot of things on.
What is it?
There's a lot of things.
Are we doing it to them?
No, I think it's stress, alcohol. Lack of sleep.
Yes. Drugs.
Absolutely. Drugs.
Definitely, even things like blue light. So if a guy's on the computer all the time, the blue light that comes off your screen, they're things that are plastic. if they're keeping food in plastic, warming stuff up in plastic and microwaves. It is America's food. I'm hoping.
Not that
I want to talk about politics.
I agree.
But I'm really hoping that moving forward, our food gets cleaner.
Yes.
Because the food that we serve in America compared to Europe or compared to most other places is toxic. Yeah.
Terrible. Pringles chips should be outlawed. They actually are outlawed.
That's what's causing their...
I think all health.
Yeah, everything.
A lot of things.
Alcohol.
I also think it's overstimulation with all the access to females on apps and
everything. There's too much porn out there that they probably all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And so then when they're finally with a woman, they're like, oh, sorry, I've been on OnlyFans for the last 2 weeks. Do what they do. And you're like,
I don't know. I think if a man's struggling with impotency and it's a regular thing, then there's some underlining concerns. And I think some people just need extra help.
Yes.
Some people, like Tiffany Studd of a dad, clearly gets it up all the time, and that's great.
Gross. I don't want to visualize
that. That's what she said.
I don't want to visualize that.
They're also supposed to be physically active because it's going to produce natural testosterone, and then they're going to be like, they're just not sitting there injecting something and hope that it comes to them.
Yeah.
Without putting in the work.
But if injecting they're putting,
like, testosterone or
whatever.
But, like, if they're actually physically going out there and they're, you know, pushing themselves, they're going to increase their testosterone. They're going to be, like, probably wanting to be more frisky. And, like, mm-hmm. That's just my opinion on it.
And also, by taking testosterone, you need to make sure that you're going back for every 6-month visits because your levels change.
There's so many guys out there that are doing it themselves with some ghetto stuff that's causing issues.
So bad.
That they just bought off their friend at the gym.
Yeah.
I know half of you out there and you're doing it. So it's like, I just... Go get doctored, you know.
Are you guys all taking this?
Yeah.
Is this like the doom of our choices? Is it just California or is it everywhere?
I imagine it's quite big.
Well, it's definitely Lake Havasu.
No, probably the
all the guys in Lake Havasu. Like,
and Miami. I imagine Miami.
Miami, LA,
Yeah. How long have you been with your husband?
So we've been together 13 years.
Yeah, a long
time. Knock on wood, thank goodness, we have never had that issue. And he wakes up every morning and at 6 o'clock in the morning and he goes out to get the sunlight. Because they say sunlight.
Yeah, I've been reading this all
I've been doing that.
Yes, so he goes out every morning and he grounds. Grounds and he gets the sunlight. And, you know, he's always, you know, worked out, you know, every day. And he works out like 5-6 days a week. And it's nice when your partner, after all these years, is still...
Active and
keeping themselves in good condition.
Yeah, he's really handsome. Yeah. He looks healthy.
He's very healthy. Yes, he's very healthy and he works out. And
he doesn't drink a lot of alcohol.
No.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. I'm a social drinker.
But I would say alcohol.
We're like, I'm a social drinker.
Alcohol. I was like,
sponsored by Band-Aid. I have a vodka lot. Bargus vodka.
I think alcohol is a definitely big play. Big play on it. And I think I've never really had to experience it, so I'm also lucky. But I think for a man being with a woman, I think it must be hard for the woman to think maybe it's her fault. But I think that as we get older, I, for example, go every year to get my pap smear and my mammograms. It just checks every year. When you reach 40, you got to keep going and get checked. And one of the questions on it is, do you still get wet?
That was a question on that?
Yeah, that's a question on a thing. So I guess
to share, but yeah.
I guess as you get older, see, I haven't hit a drought yet, but as you get older, that also changes.
Oh, I'm like a waterfall.
Yeah. Me too. I'm like,
where were you at Palisades?
I'm like the salmon flock, like the salmon on Capistrano. I'm fucking going to Aspen.
I would not mention salmon while talking about.
No. I'm like a bad date.
It's a real bad date.
Everyone goes, every time I go into a restaurant and if I smell something fishy, I'm like, oh, it's like a bad date.
When you mentioned going to the pap and the box, that's a new question. There was also a new procedure because I did my yearly pap recently, and without warning, I'm going there. The woman just went straight butt in the butt.
What?
And I was
like that.
No, like with her thumb or whatever. But
didn't she tell you?
She checked your rectum.
Yeah, and
prostate.
No.
Is that a woman?
No, listen. So I was like. Because it's never happened. It's not a thing.
Never take me to that clinic.
I was going
to
say.
She goes, we're required to do this now because we're finding more women in your age group have HPV in their butt and they're dying because it hits their lymph nodes a lot quicker. She's like, I've lost 3 patients this year.
What the?
So now Rick, when you guys you know go what? Back.
She doesn't warn
you. In the butt.
I would think
that. Like, I did not know that was a thing.
That's fine. But
it is not fine.
They need to say, just so you know.
Right. We're going to do this.
Yeah. Don't just shock me. Like, and, I didn't prepare for this.
And not to be too graphic, but if I'm just
which
if they put really quick,
cervical cancer,
how can they feel
cancer.
Anything? Yeah. If they do it really quick, how can they feel it?
Because well, it wasn't really quick.
Well, what is it? Very oh, what's it supposed to feel like? I'm sticking my finger in my butt. I'm like, hold on a minute.
No, but they they should feel around. Like,
feeling feels warts. Pretty clean. Yeah.
Like hemorrhoids?
No, warts, which is HPV.
Warts,
which
not hemorrhoids.
Oh, warts.
Cancer. Warts.
Oh, warts is HPV.
You should just tell me you're going to do that, and then like I will maybe sit on my bidet before I go to the doctor.
Wait, right? Warts in their butt? Wait.
Yeah.
Let's back up.
This is like, now we're in a whole
she stereotyped Tiffany when she walked in the room. She's like, oh.
People my age? I'm like, so there's a bunch of people that are just doing it in the butt? I'm like,
what? The butt.
Ask me if I've done it in the butt lately.
Wait, is the guy's is the guy's penis giving the wart to the girl in the butt? Or is the girl just getting it from something?
Yes, that's how they're getting it.
I think the girls just get it. Yeah, I don't think.
The guys are giving it to the female.
Oh, the guys are giving it to the female?
That.
Oh my God!
But your butthole's so close to your vagina that even if you were having vaginal sex, can't you still get it in the butt?
I don't know. It's a new thing. It was traumatizing.
Well, I'll let you know in May.
Is that
May? I go in May.
I feel May.
Oh, do you really?
ladies, guess what I feel like the younger generation is doomed.
On a rampant.
like because just, don't even with, care. I mean, guys just, I was allegedly... I'm an older generation. I'm a Generation Z. Or Generation X. Wait, Generation X, yeah.
I'm a millennium. I just managed to sneak
you're
in.
A millennial.
Oh, nice.
Well, you're a millennial.
Z.
Or Z?
Wait, how old are you?
80.
80?
80.
No, what's 80?
I'm 83. And I think 80 is the cutoff.
No, 80 is the cutoff, I believe.
Oh, damn it.
So you both are...
I'm Z.
Okay. What are you?
I'm F-G-H.
H-H.
L-M-N-O-P.
So guess what I got from Cinderella Cakes today for
my birthday? I got you guys cupcakes.
Okay.
All right, cupcakes.
Anna's got cupcakes. Oh, by the way, Anna has a story.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of the younger generation.
Okay, want to hear it.
Let's Anna, go. Put press go on that one.
We want to hear
want
it.
Cupcakes.
We want cupcakes. Share it.
Oh my gosh, these are beautiful.
Cinderella cakes.
I've got dibs for the pink one.
I'm going to pass it down. Oh. I'm going to pass it down.
Amazing.
Just pass them down.
There thank you.
Go. Oh, I want the blue.
Oh, there you go. You want
to put
it
blue. It
there you go.
Yeah, have a seat. Come join us for a set. Is there a mic over there?
This looks good. Damn it, you got chocolate.
I know.
All right, thanks, Luke. We got our cupcake. Oh my God, are these cute?
They are.
Oh, she's coming in.
Wait. I got to get her whole cupcake. Wait, I have an extra cupcake.
Yes.
Hold on.
Anna, you've got a story.
Oh, she's holding too many things. I'm just going to put it on the arm.
Where did we get these cupcakes from?
Cinderella cakes.
Cinderella cakes.
No, I'm hot.
Oh,
Cinderella
cakes. I know. That's why I took the air conditioner. Well, because you have your hat. That's for you. So wait, okay, so those of you who don't know, Anna works in the studio. She's an all or nothing girl. She's a color shot caller. She does everything.
I love it.
And she's the sweetest.
And she's the sweetest. And she helps everybody. She's like this, everybody's mother when they come on the set.
Yeah.
But Anna recently told me a story
that
I'm not going to share. She is. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
No, but told me a story about, I mean, and I thought it was just my generation. You're young. You're in your 20s.
Yes, 24.
She's way in her 20s.
2000 baby.
I could have birthed her.
Yeah. What generation are you? Gen
Z.
Yes,
Gen
you
Z.
Are Z.
Yes. I'm. Oh. Yes.
You could actually be my daughter.
Yes, 100. Maybe. Oh. Honestly.
Let me shrink.
Take a step. Okay. Look how pretty she is too. Okay. Look at this.
She could be my daughter.
Oh, you got it.
Look at this package. Look at this package now.
Tell us a story.
Yes. I'm going to tell you something real quick before she does. She got cheated on.
Yes.
This one.
Oh.
This is how perfect this one is.
I believe we are.
I didn't know.
Yes.
What happened?
So I've been with the same guy for a year. And same with you, Jody. Same rule. I never kiss on the first date.
Yeah.
I always wait. I made him work for it.
You're super smart.
Yes. And so like.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Honestly, I don't like the hookup culture. Even though I'm in my 20s, I don't like it. And I am a relationship girl. And I made this clear to this guy. And he was cheating on me the whole relationship.
The whole time?
But tell them how you found out. Can you expose that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So
we won't say any names. No name dropping.
Oh, no names?
Okay,
no names.
So basically, we don't want a long story short, I always had a feeling. I think that female intuition is so important. Yeah. And I think we're always right, if I'm being frank.
Yeah.
Especially regarding that type of thing. And so one day, I went into his room, surprised him with some coffee, and I found a bra through his bed. Yeah. Yeah.
So what'd you do?
A bra. Some girl left it on purpose.
I would put it on and so. Wear it.
Right.
I know. So I like held it up. He's like, oh, that's your bra. I'm like, no, this is way too big for my body. And like I held it up to my body. I'm like, this does not even close. Like that's not even close.
The audacity
to
my for him.
He tried to blame you. He immediately
flipped it. And then he goes, this is my mom's. And I go, let me bring it to her.
From yours to his mom's?
Get weirder.
Yeah, get it. Yeah, exactly.
So does he live with his mom?
Yes. Oh. Red flag number one.
Yeah, as I say, that's that should have been your first clue.
I know, right? But yeah, it just like turned into me finding one girl and then it came to 11.
You were his beard, weren't you? Because he's definitely not.
I think that he.
You think he's gay?
I think he hates women. I genuinely do. I think that he
I think he's closet.
Wait.
I met him once.
Tell me about the fact he lives with his mother. So he lives with his mother,
yes.
Which means that when you went round to his house, you would interact with his mother.
All the time.
And she was pleasant with you. And she would allow other women to come to the house.
I hate to say it, but I talked to my mom about this. And my mom was like, there's no way in hell I'd ever let that happen
in
my house.
If that was my son.
And yes. I wouldn't. Yeah.
And there's no way in hell that she didn't know that women were coming in. That girls were coming in. There's no way. Yeah,
oh my God, this story got worse.
I know.
I've been getting worse.
And so she would see me.
Spoiled child.
Yeah. She would see me every day, give me the biggest hug, say, I'm so happy.
Betrayed by one person.
But you're betrayed by the mom. Yeah.
And then I met up with one of the girls. I like took her
one
out
of them.
For sushi.
Wait, plural?
Yeah. No, there's 11 girls.
Wait, how is there time for that?
Oh my God.
11?
Okay, so he's a spoiled rich kid from Laguna Beach, doesn't have to work, like that type of vibe. And he has a lot of time on his hands.
Obviously.
Yes.
Or he has something in his hands.
Yeah, exactly.
And it wasn't you.
Thank God. But thank God I'm clean, let's be real. But
oh, so you.
Yeah, I got tested for everything.
Right. She freaked out when she calls me, I'm going to the doctor. I'm like, what happened?
Did they touch your butt?
Oh no.
She's so young. She's too young. They won't do that yet.
I haven't heard about
that. They won't do that yet.
I know, right?
You have to ask for the Tiffany treatment.
Oh my God. We're going to call it the Tiffany from now on.
the Tiffany special. No way. Definitely not. But honestly, lesson learned.
Wow. But look at this. She's beautiful.
What is your lesson learned, though?
My lesson is to always follow my gut and listen to the red flags. And if someone's calling you crazy, you're probably not crazy.
Right.
You're probably not.
Oh, he was calling you crazy. So what's it called? Gaslighting.
Is what he would do. He would be like, every time I was with my girlfriends, like, I don't have guy friends. I hang out with my girls, like, all the time, you know? And he was like, you're cheating on me. You need to FaceTime me and send me videos.
So people that accuse other people of cheating are generally cheating.
Yes.
Well, it's,
I agree.
Yes, because they can't handle what they're doing, so they make out that you're doing it.
So did
make themselves feel better about it.
But not everybody, but a lot of them.
I saw red flags. I remember.
So that's what you need to maybe take, like,
learn from
the red flags. Pay attention to them before it turns into number 11.
Exactly.
You know, because you gotta like
11 girls.
And it's funny because like I think he took advantage of it because I travel with my family a lot. Like I'm always kind of going places and every time, even Christmas Eve, he cheated on me. Oh yeah.
What?
Asshole.
Oh yeah.
Didn't you have a present or something and then you had to go return his gifts?
I bought
like you're like the perfect girlfriend.
I bought him like an iPad, a stylus. I thank God I found out before because I went straight to the Apple store, returned everything, like returned all the clothes I got him. And he's just
I have to say, you can return everything to this studio.
This is common in people my age.
Yeah.
Social media.
Yeah. Our age.
I believe it.
Okay, so explain, there's a lot of guys that are your age. Do you ever hear them talking about OnlyFans or is it just me thinking it's too much?
So, I mean, yes. I have one girlfriend who's a year older than me and her boyfriend's obsessed with OnlyFans girls, like probably spends a rack a month at least on these girls.
And is it just an online thing? I've never been
online
on the website.
But the thing about it, the thing that's cheating is they're having full-blown conversations with these women. Like they're like buying them gifts, treating them like a girlfriend they'll never have to see in person, you know?
Oh, that ruins
it. Guys are so dumb.
And then they have this beautiful girlfriend at home and it's like, why aren't you buying stuff for her? Like,
Did he ever get you anything?
Oh, he was so guilty. Bought me flowers every week. Took me out to dinner whenever I wanted.
So is he like a future narcissist or what?
I think he is a narcissist.
Well, he is. I would think he is a narcissist.
Those buzzwords are narcissist and gaslighting. Those are the big buzzword for.
But he obviously sounds very chauvinistic to go through women like that. That's not respect for women, is it? To have multiples over and over again. He's using them for something, and it's because he's he obviously gets treated like a goddamn king.
Yeah, and yeah. He was paying the first girl $800 to not tell me anything.
He paid, well, I'm sorry, what?
I have phone, I have 167 screenshots of proof of him cheating.
Oh my god! There's no hope.
No, I know. These girls are sending me screenshots. I'll pay you $800 not to tell her. She's the love of my life. Like, all this stuff.
And yeah, but then these girls took the money not to tell you.
Right.
Did
she take the money?
No, but I told her. She should have taken it and still told me. That's what I would have done.
That's what I would have
done. Wait, do you need a champagne? Oh, wait, how old are you?
Okay. Yeah, here. She's 24.
Do you think?
Have a sip.
You deserve it.
So I need some chocolates, too. You already opened some chocolates.
Oh, yeah. That's why you're at it.
I've got one question, though. Yeah. So, Anna, you open up the story. I'm sorry about your story.
Yeah.
Saying that you are a lover of relationships, which I think is cute. I do. Do you think that's out of your generation and your friends, you think that is died? People want to be free and independent women more so than a relationship?
I think that because of the men in our generation, it's becoming more common where I'm having single girlfriends. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, all my girlfriends are so sick of it. Even if they've been in a relationship for 5 years with the guy, they're still so sick of him on OnlyFans, doing all this weird porno stuff, having relationships with these porn stars. And it's just like...
Or like on Instagram, liking other half-naked girls. And you're like,
I'm trying to call you.
I've got a question about that.
Oh, yeah, huh?
I've got a question about Instagram.
Yeah.
So... I would be upset if my man was liking women's posts.
Yeah, right?
I would too.
Yeah.
I would.
Half-naked women.
Half-women.
Half-naked. Yeah.
However, I've actually, my Instagram now is super clean. It never used to be as clean as it is now. I've been guilty of posting bikini pictures. So why do you think, for you, Tiffany, your Instagram's pretty sexy. Yeah. So how is that okay, but a guy can't like a picture when you're posting bikini shots for other guys? So that's... My dig isn't with you because that's what I used to be like on my Instagram.
I would think that, so if I was in a relationship, I'd match his energy. So if he's sitting there posting his shirt off at the gym trying to get attention, then I'm like, all right, you know, like,
here's my boobies. You know,
but I'm not out there liking other guys' photos that are half naked to make him think, or that man to think that I'm like into them. So
because if you like a photo, it means you like it.
Yeah.
You're into it.
Like if I was in a relationship, there's no respectful,
there's no getting around it.
If you're posting yourself all like sexy and seductive, and you're wanting other men to look at that, then aren't you, isn't it roughly
the same?
Is that
why I was single for so long?
Do you know what I mean?
I've only just established
this myself. This is a new thing for me. I've become a lot more
conservative. Because you're like engaged. Now, if I was with a guy and he didn't want that, of course, I'd be like, delete, delete, delete. Like no bathing suit photos, nothing like that. Because it's like, you're with someone respectful, you're going to respect yourself. Like, but if you're just going to act dumb, then so am I.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
But that's like a slippery slope, isn't it? Tip for tat stuff.
Yeah, it is. Somebody's got to set the bar.
You both need to be on the same path, which I think is finding someone I found. We both are, this is what we want.
Right.
I don't want anybody else. I want anyone else looking at you. I don't want anyone else looking at me. Like, that's the way it is moving forward. There isn't any, well, you fucked up, so now I'm going to go and purposely fuck up.
So what do you guys think of, like, the Kardashians dressing half naked? And
I don't like it.
What I mean is, like, the kids
started her career off a movie.
Off a sex tape.
That's what they are.
Right. Yeah,
you didn't even know her
name. She's a sex person anyway.
Released that movie.
Oh, yes.
Her mom
like, did.
It's disgusting.
She is like, a momager.
Yeah.
To go back on what Jody was saying, I think it's very interesting the different point of views of posting bikini pics versus if your man's allowed to like any or not.
Yeah, because...
But it's also like... Are you posting that bikini picture for your girls and yourself? Or are you posting that for male validation?
Like, why are you? Like, why are you posting?
I think for me, when
I was posting pictures of being sexy, is because I wasn't getting the attention I needed at home.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I had two kids. I'm in my 40s. I've got a great body. And I need everyone to tell me that. Whereas if I had my man at home saying, you're hot as fuck, Jodie. Your body looks amazing. Then that's all I need. But when you just get someone just so like complacent, like, are you ready to go? You got dressed up and nothing said anything. You're like, well, fuck you. You know what? I'm going to see how many likes I get. And
I've always said, no, the right man could get me off Instagram.
Yeah.
The right man. Or like, you know, just because it's like, why, if we're having a great time, if we're having a great life and we're traveling, we're doing all these great things, why the hell do I need to brag about it?
Well, what did Bradley Cooper say? He was like, keep your relationships private.
Yes.
They're the most sacred thing you have. Like, they're, don't let the world know how happy you are, because the world will try and tear it down.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, in the relationship, there's two people. That's all it ever should be. There should be no influences. There should be no mother, no child. Like, you know, we're blended. I'm a blended family now. I never had that before, but now a blended family. We have children and from separate marriages. And if you let them get involved, or they don't like something, and they become part of your circle, the circle gets messy. Instagram is another one of them things that if you allow it to have a main focus on your relationship, it can get messy, you know? Yeah. So I'm very open with my password. Jacob has all my passwords to pretty much everything. There's nothing that he doesn't see. And I that way he knows that, because he knows my passwords, I'm obviously not going to do
anything. You gave him your passwords?
Yeah. It doesn't. In fact, he had my Instagram.
She's nothing behind.
Yeah, my Instagram on his phone for
about bank statements and banks. And
well, no, my bank statements are mine. But we do
not. I was like, just like to Wells Fargo. I'm like, hell no.
What do you think the balance is between controlling and healthy when it comes to sharing?
True.
Mine,
right. I have a girlfriend going through this right now, where her boyfriend made her delete her Instagram, change her number. And now I'm like, blink twice. Is everything okay out there? You know, you are.
That's what
you know what I mean? Because it's like, why is he doing this? Why is he pulling you away from your friends?
Doesn't that start with a B?
No.
Okay.
No.
A, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah. But no, but it is, because she's like, oh, he loves me. He wants me to, like, you know, and I'm like,
or is he controlling?
You know.
So I would say, Jacob is probably the most controlling man I've been with, but I don't see it as controlling. I see it as guidance. It's a very, and maybe
it's also protecting.
It's very protecting.
There's a difference between being controlling and protective.
And he'll say things like, there's certain outfits that he doesn't want me to wear unless he's with me, but I don't, that's fine. To me,
He doesn't want you to wear the American flag and go streaking down.
Jody would too.
I was like, hey, America!
The Kanye complex. It's like the men out there that want their women to be naked, like, that's so fucking bizarre to me.
It's
like,
why do you
it's insecurity, 100%.
You want to like claim it, I get it, but it's like, I've dated guys that are like, oh, you could go shorter on that dress, and I'm like, what? Like, you know
it's
what I mean?
It's because the man is so, hasn't got any masculine enough about him. He's like, look who I'm banging. No, it shouldn't be like that.
It shouldn't, because they are so.
Who wants chocolates?
Oh, chocolates.
Yeah. I want those Ferrero Rochers.
You want nuts? What Ferrero
Rochers?
Ferrero Rocher.
Well, everybody, we just wanted Anna to stop by real quick. Thank you for your two cents.
Thank you.
We're
going to
go out. I'll introduce you to some 40.
Yes. If you need any, if you need,
maybe to get a little older.
They don't get better with age, I'll tell you.
No. So. You know, that's what I was saying. Like, at her age and then our age, like, it just doesn't get any better.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, it's the same. Just different.
Anna,
age
hang
brackets.
In there.
Oh my gosh, look at this.
Just be positive.
Like,
love you. Thank you.
Different age.
Box.
These are wrapping.
Like stuff. Mazzypan or something.
Who are Who are these from?
I ordered them on Amazon Prime for you guys.
Cool. So
I don't know. They got the number one rating, so I just ordered them.
I
ordered you guys onesies, and I ordered you.
I love it.
And that.
We're so galentine-ish today.
I know. Isn't it galentine-ish today?
So, what are you doing Valentine's Day?
Yeah, do tell. Back to you.
I'm doing nothing.
Are you saying
gym? Oh, yeah.
It's just where we're
that's so wrong.
I feel like I need to stick my finger in this cup right now. And just,
oh, boy. Are you practicing?
Yeah, for
a pap smear.
For the Tiffany.
Tiffany. No, so I think that women that say that Valentine's Day, I don't like it, it's just for a Hallmark, I think those are just bitter women.
I think there's men out there that go, I don't celebrate that holiday. And I'm like, bye. Like, you need to remind
your
girl.
I think you need a flower. Like, I think even though you want to be loved 365 days a year, it shouldn't just be one day. Still, on that day, you should at least get a flower. I think.
Well, being Jewish.
I don't care if it's just a card and it's you writing your emotions.
Jewish people
not care.
Celebrate Valentine's?
Why?
Because it's a saint. Well, it's actually a Catholic. It's the same. So Jews don't celebrate. And this particular Valentine's.
That's cheaper for the guys.
But for Jews, I mean, they want to keep all their money tight. It's
You said it.
I am what I can. But yeah, we don't. So this year, it's on Friday. So we're doing a Shabbat. And I'm doing a pink themed Shabbat. But I'm not doing Valentine's Day.
Oh, how cute.
So I have a question. So there's a lot of single people that shack up this time of year, you know, because mm-hmm. it's got cold out. Everyone.
November.
November?
November is the
It's warm.
Should a first November. Date ever be on Valentine's Day?
No.
No?
Maybe.
Look at you. You've got so much. Look.
I've got a little snack.
Are chocolate. You chipmunking?
Oh my God, I have snack. Because I'm hungry.
Oh, wait, we have...
I know, heart-shaped chicken fingers.
Heart-shaped... Anna, can we have those heart-shaped...
Chick-fil-A.
Gives
this, like, little heart box, and it's got little
Oh, how cute. I ordered Chick-fil-A for everybody so earlier, good. And yeah, it came in a little heart shape. But I mean...
No, I don't think Valentine's... It's a lot of pressure. And it's also...
Well, honestly, who wants to go out on Valentine's Day? It's so rookie
Thank
move.
You, Charlie.
The dinners, the food. Like, yeah. every Valentine's yeah. dinner I've been on, there's like a $100 preset menu, and it sucks. The room's full.
Although I do like the fact that you are surrounded with
other
people
love.
That are happy love. And in love. Maybe that's nice.
Here you go, honey.
Oh, I'm good.
But this,
I've got chocolate to chicken. I don't know.
Sweet and salty.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, what were you saying?
We're talking about Valentine's Day and first dates. I think it's a no, but then it is nice to be surrounded by the people that love each other, I guess. But it's a lot of pressure and it's weird. And the waitress is like, oh my God, how long have you been together for? You're like, first date. Weird.
Well, so what? That was delicious. I'm like, wow. Chick-fil-A, I'm Love sure Chick-fil-A. It's not healthy, but it's still delicious. It's
healthier than...
So do you guys go out on Valentine's Day or no? Is it... Because for me, I feel like it's such a ripoff that I just would prefer to stay home.
Well, we don't have a question.
You don't go out Valentine's
Day. So I have a guy friend, and he's strictly platonic guy friend. He's coming into town this weekend. And Valentine's Day. And he's only here for 2 days. I'm like, do I take him to dinner? Like, we're just friends. Do I, you know what I mean? Like, it's really weird because I don't want to be out there with all these couples and we're like just friends, but I also don't want to be sitting in my house.
Well, the good thing is that it's Friday night. Mm-hmm. So I would treat it like a Friday night. So maybe not go to a fancy restaurant, go to a regular restaurant, and then go for drinks at Goat Hill or whatever that place is called.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Dive bar.
Yeah, I just don't want it to be weird.
Yeah. Go to, what's that, Bikini Bar?
Tiki?
Well, what's up with that bar anyway?
My friends work there.
It's an interesting bar.
Actually, I went there one night. If you ladies in Orange County want to meet a guy, just go to Tiki Bar because I went there during a football game and it was crawling with hot men, successful men, believe it or not. I was
thinking about Tiki Bar
like
was
the Jimmy Buffett
bar.
Fans of the world. No, like
Where
there
is
was
it?
Like and all the
I
guys. Because what they do is they tell their wives and girlfriends or whoever else, I'm going to go meet up with the guys. We're going to go watch the game, and they all go there. There wasn't a single girl in that entire place. I was the only girl with my girlfriend.
Have you seen the hot women that work there? That's wild.
Is it a strip club?
They're my friends, so I don't feel threatened whatsoever. Like you know,
plus I love hot women. I
do too.
I love
hot. All my girlfriends are hot. I think that hot people are, and this might sound horrible, but they're happier. They're fun. Yeah, they're confident.
And they're great to look at, too.
Yeah, like,
they give me confidence. Like, oh, okay, I want, I'm not confidence, but a boost. Like, oh, my God. Dude, who's that one hot girl that,
Our friend.
Yeah. Oh, my God, her body. I'm going to, if she'll let me, I'm going to throw it up on the screen. She is banging. Like.
And, it'll be so cold out. Sorry. And she'll be wearing the tiniest bikini. I'm like, how? I would be so cold. You know, the room's like freezing and she's just rocking it.
Yeah. Where's she from?
Here.
But I mean, I think it's, you know, I wouldn't go out. I mean, Valentine's Day is granted you want to go to dinner and you want to do all that. But do you think that's a 20s thing? Not our age thing? Or what do you think? Is it because we got older?
Maybe if it wasn't on Friday.
I don't do Valentine's Day, but I still like to be taken out for dinner. So Jacob would be like, hey, for example, I came home the other day and I did my hair. He's like, you look really good. Let's go out for dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, how
so like,
is
it? It hasn't got to be on the particular day, but you need to be appreciated from your spouse.
That day.
No, on at least twice a month. At least twice a month, there should be like, you know what? Taking out for dinner tonight. I want to show you off.
Right. We have date night.
We have date night.
Once or twice.
Get dressed up.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna answer some questions from the audience.
Are we live right now?
Is it about my feet?
No, I had some people send us.
Is it about
your feet?
Okay. No, just kidding.
I will not step on a banana.
A banana.
$1,000.
Have you seen those? They're like the girl to step on spiders and stilettos. I'm like, this is weird. What? Or scrunch it between their toes.
Ew. No.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Elizabeth, I need your help. My boyfriend is cheating on me. How do I break it to him that I found out?
Ooh.
You hook up with his brother.
Oh!
No.
That's good answer. I would say, first of all, what does she, what, if she's asking you and not asking him, does she still want it to be a relationship? So she needs to know, my advice B was, what do you want out of it?
Look at the camera and talk to her.
What's her name?
Her name is Tasia592.
Tasia592, my advice is, first of all, think about what it is the outcome is going to be. So do you want to still be with him or do you want to end it? Because they're going to be different response. If you still want to be with him, you need to make sure he's got boundaries. If you don't want to be with him, then just break up with him. I mean, this is disgusting. I mean, it's got to be easier than that, no? Unless they've got kids, unless you've got finances.
Yeah, right.
But you need to, I think you need to work out what it is you want to do. Because sometimes you can get over it. And I don't know if I could. But some relationships do work out after affairs. So
it's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
But you have to ask if the juice is worth the squeeze. No, but being serious, like, if me putting up with this or looking the other way is worth it in the grand scheme of things, because 90% of the time it's not.
No.
But for some women that are very, like, you know, victim mentality women that can't handle their own, it is worth it for them to not say anything.
Yeah, but just to stay in the relationship.
I do think, though, if you're asking questions like, well, how do I let him know? I think if you think your guy's cheating, you got to have the facts. Anna had the facts. Anna found out she got her receipt. She's got 65 text messages or something. So make sure you've got it. You don't want to be accusing him and not having
the real facts.
Having the real facts.
Okay, so if you have any questions for us for any of the Girl Talks, go to my Instagram at Elizabeth Lynn Vargas or at Girl Talk Logic. And it says, ask me a question. You click the link and you can physically leave me a question on a voicemail. And then we'll answer it on the show next week.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I signed up for that. So now people can literally call in and ask us questions. Okay, here's the next question. Moving on. Hey, Elizabeth, this is Abby from Ohio. Hi, Abby. I love your authenticity. So I know that you're able to give me good advice. How do I spice things up in the bedroom with my husband of 10 years? I feel our spark is dying, but I love him so much and want to keep it alive. How do you spice things up in the bedroom? You just go down there and you just...
Wait, what? No.
Walk around naked with high heels.
Walk around naked.
Okay, so banana.
Walk around naked with high heels.
My advice to you how to spice things up in the bedroom is just start licking his ear. Just start being a little bit nasty, right?
Be the $10 hooker.
Be the $10 hooker that he wants that he can't have.
Yes. I think exactly. Travel somewhere, get a hotel room, you know, do things that you wouldn't normally do at home, like wear your lingerie, just kind of like bring a different element, because when you're in that same bedroom for 10 years, it's going to get boring. Like, you got to move yourself from what's normal, put yourself in a different scenario, be around different people. And I think that, like, it'll come back on its own.
Okay.
There's also a TV show.
So mine was just get nasty, and yours was go travel and get nasty.
But yeah, exactly.
Mine is be the $10 hooker.
But she didn't say how to be a whore. She asked how to spice things up. So
you're
right. You got to be a little bit more, maybe wear a different outfit, maybe cooking something sexy when he comes home from work. But there's a show on Netflix called 365.
Okay.
Oh.
It's so hot.
Is it? 365
on Netflix?
It's basically soft porn.
Oh.
The guy's hot and the girl is stunning.
Yeah.
Is it like reality or is it?
No, he's like mafia, so he's like masculine.
Oh, I saw this actually.
Okay, next, moving on. Hey, Elizabeth, I'm such a huge fan of the podcast. Thank you. We are now officially a show. And of you, I really need your help and your advice on how to know when a man is serious about you. Like, what does that mean? I guess that would probably mean, like, do you take it to the next level with them or do you not, right? Is that how you're reading that?
I feel like men are pretty simple creatures. I think women, we make them complicated. And if a man's into you, you're going to know.
You're going to know it.
You're going to know. And if a man's into you, if you're on your first date, if he's not asking about the second and third and fourth date, he's not that into you.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm sorry.
I think if he's making plans,
yes.
If he doesn't go like 4 hours without checking in, because let's face it, everyone has their cell phone on them at all times. If he's into you, Jacob, I don't go 3 hours without having, actually an hour without having a miss you, what you're doing, how are you, or a phone call from Jacob.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. I think I would be a little overwhelmed by an hour, every hour having to text someone. Like,
I like it.
What does she? She likes it.
Yeah. See, you're like a standoffish person.
I would just be like, what? I'm eating. I'm in the bathroom. Get off. I don't know. You like it?
I like it.
Okay, next. Hey, Elizabeth, your number... Oh, another... Okay, wait. I've been dating the same guy for 5 years now and haven't made... And we haven't made anything official because he's not ready to commit. Oh. But he claims that he's been loyal to me this entire time.
That is a commitment.
Do you think I should believe him and wait till he's ready to commit to me as my boyfriend? Or do you think I'm wasting my time?
Not even a boyfriend?
Not even a boyfriend.
No.
No? No? Just cut it off?
Next.
No boyfriend?
Next. Apparently next. It's an ex.
Wait, how long did it say she was doing that?
Five years. Later. Bye.
I've been dating the same guy for 5 years now, and we haven't made anything official.
Does she mean official by marriage?
No, she said boyfriend. But he claims that he's been loyal to me this entire time. Do you think I should believe him and wait till he's ready to commit to me as my boyfriend? Which means he's not even committed as a boyfriend.
So I think that, first of all, if she's been okay with it for 5 years, why is she not okay with it now? And if that for me personally, it's a no. If I'm with someone devoting my time to one person, after 4 months, they need to be a boyfriend.
No, I want to know as a question, when is the time where you're like, are we official?
I think 4 months.
Yeah, when is that?
Yeah, is it because there needs to be some kind of timeline with this. There's a lot of girls out there that are dating a guy and they're like, okay, when do we have the talk?
You know,
is it 1 month, 2 months? Is it how many
days? Yeah, when is the talk?
Like, when do you have the talk? Because a lot of guys will dodge it, and the girl's going to be have the one to bring it up, I think. Mm-hmm. Guys will just ride the train as long as they can without having
What does it say? Don't buy the cow when you get the milk for free.
So when is the time to have the talk?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say...
Max 4 months.
Max.
4 months.
Yeah. But I think the conversation is to have it after 2 months is not inappropriate.
It's just
either.
A situationship at that point.
It is. Yeah. It is. And on your age and I guess...
Situationship? Is that what you said?
I like that
That's
word.
Good. I know. Okay. Hey, Elizabeth. This is Aubrey from Laguna Beach. Hi, Aubrey. Okay. What's going on with you? I've really been struggling with my weight my whole life, and it's something I'm very insecure about. My boyfriend decided to fight shame me with his friends, and I found out going through his phone. Fat shame.
Okay.
Oh, it says fight. Well, whatever. Fat shame me with his friends, and I found out by going through his phone. Do you think I should leave him or try to work through it with him? Fat shame her.
I would leave him.
Sorry. I would leave him in
leave
a second.
Him. That's so, you know, he doesn't care about
fat shame. I've been really struggling with my weight.
Yeah.
Okay. I would be crying in a corner.
My boyfriend decided to
don't
fat shame
on the friend
with
chat.
His friends?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to dick shame you on
Rise.
My friendship chat.
Yeah.
Like, come on, that's so mean.
Basically, I think he's insecure.
Yes. That's horrible. I'm sorry. I would leave him immediately.
Dump him. And Audrey, work on yourself. You've got this.
Yeah,
there's so many things you can do.
Yeah,
talk about your tricepatide.
Yeah, go to tricepatide.com.
I mean, there's
Oh my God. Okay, is Alexandra.
Still be allowed to be fat and not get shamed.
That's right.
Like that's retarded. Right. Like,
but
I'm sorry,
she was struggling.
But I was struggling for years, and I just
hot
felt
yoga.
So insecure. Yeah, but I mean, none of that worked. I had to do tricepatide. That's the only thing that worked for me. Okay, this is Alexandra writing in from Seattle, Washington.
Seattle.
Whatever. I need your help on... Oh, it's a dude.
Oh.
I need your help on what to get my brand new girlfriend for her birthday.
Woo!
I want to spoil her because she deserves it, but don't want to be too much at the same time. Yeah. Please help me! !
Well, how long have they been together?
Doesn't say anything.
New girlfriend.
I need your help on what to get my brand new girlfriend. It says.
You know what? I would do something sentimental then.
Yes.
Like a picture or like a photo book of their dates.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe even plan a hotel trip in 3 months, so you showing her that you've got a future plan.
I like
her.
That. Yeah.
So I would maybe do something like that rather than a gift.
Massage.
But,
together.
But do it 3 months out.
Yeah.
So do it 3 months.
So you're saying I'm committed.
Right. Or take her away
on a weekend getaway.
Yeah. Go to Vegas. Have some fun.
Oh, here's a good one. Okay, so we're gonna end on this last one. Okay, so go to Vegas. That's a good one.
Be fun.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's still not too serious. Hey, I'm going to whisk you away to Vegas. We're going to go to a nice dinner and have some fun.
Okay.
Or we can make it cute by doing like 3 places and she gets to choose what she wants
to
do.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Or you know what's a good
one? I love that.
Cooking for her.
Women love, like, okay, isn't that
nah,
the most sexy?
Nah, you cook for me on a Tuesday.
Really? Oh, I would yeah, like a man.
They could make me cereal.
Cereal? No, I'm saying
I do not want you to cook for me.
Take notes. Yeah. No. Well, then you hire a chef. Hire a chef. Come to your house.
No.
And somebody
go and somewhere.
Okay, here's a good one. Hey, oh, this is actually for Anna. I should get Anna to answer this one. Hey, Elizabeth, I love you so much and I love your show. Thank you very much. This is Karen. Karen's an older name. I really need advice.
Knock her name.
Karen's an older lady's name. This is a younger person. It says, I really need advice on picking out what career path I should pursue as I'm just graduating from high school. That's why I said Karen. I feel like I'm being pressured left and right, but really, this is less relationship. I feel like I'm being pressured left and right, but really haven't had a chance to figure it out for myself. How would you go about this if you were in my shoes? That's not really a relationship, but no, that's a future.
You know what? It's so difficult, isn't it? And just let you know, Karen, I'm 41 and I still haven't figured it out.
Do we really need to figure it out at any age? Comes to you, right?
Maybe choose a skill. Business is always a skill. Computers are always a skill. Selling is a great skill. So just pick something.
She's young enough to where you have to do what you like or you're always going to be miserable. Mm-hmm. So find what you're like and let it kill you. Like, you know what I mean? Meaning like put your energy into things that you enjoy and make that your career path, and you'll never want to leave your career path. Like, mm-hmm. because I've done a lot of things in my life, but now I'm kind of finally in this way that I actually wake up and I don't feel like I'm at a job. I love my job. And so people don't get that lucky in life, you know? Yeah. So I don't know. I just think that she should just really, if she's an artist, if she likes art, go in the art industry. Say. You know,
there's great businesses to get involved in. If you got involved in a bank, for example, if she doesn't have any, like wants to go further with college, there's a way to then develop in that industry and you become a bank manager by the time you're 30. Mm-hmm. And that's a great career.
We're going to end with this one. Oh my God. Okay. That was going to be the end. We got one more question from you guys. I love all your questions. I'm a little shocked at a couple of them, so I'm hesitant on putting them live right now or putting them out there. So I'm going to answer this last one, but don't forget to go on Girl Talk Logic and then click on the top where the LinkedIn is, and right underneath it says, ask me a question. Click on it, leave me a voicemail, and then we're going to answer it right here next week. Okay. Hey, Elizabeth, this is Cassie and Anna, writing in from New York City. We are in a predicament right now and really need your help. We both are in love with the same man, and he lied to both of us that he's been monogamous. How do we break the news to him that we found out? He's a cheating liar.
Oh my God, that's a juicy
him
one.
To dinner.
Yeah.
Both invite him to dinner.
And have him walk in.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
Be a throuple.
It's
rubble.
No. Okay, swinger.
They're both in love with him. I mean, are they saying that they're not going to be in love with him? Like, I don't know. Love's a strong word.
Yeah, but you can be in love with someone and know they're not good for you.
They're not going to be. Two girls probably don't want to be together.
So that's not the question here. Then
no, but it's rubble.
Like, how are we going to prove that we know about each other? That wasn't the question. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't...
What was the question again?
The question was, we both are in love with the same man, and he lied to both of us that he's been monogamous. How do we break the news to him that we found out he's a cheating liar?
Yeah.
Buy him for dinner.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day. You both show up looking smoking hot.
Right?
And then have two other guys show up and escort you guys out. Right? Well, thank you for watching this episode, this Galentine's Day episode of Girl Talk. We would normally be doing tea time, but it's special. It's our holiday, and Tiffany's going to go out and, you know, find us all men. Is that what we're doing this weekend? What are we doing?
At the bikini bar.
At the bikini bar. But
anyway, now that her butthole's clean.
Yes. Tiffany, it's called Glow. Oh, our title sponsor today is Bandero Tequila. So thank you, Bandero. We love tequila. We love you. We love everything about you. This is the bottle right here. I can't get off of this thing. Here we go. Thank you, darling. That's a good date right there. But we also got a gift from Glow. Tiffany, you can open it.
Oh, I was like, is this just...
I don't know. It's for all of us. It's for all of us. They dropped it off this morning for us to open up on Girl
Talk. Did they really?
Yeah, on Girl Talk.
So Glow's mission statement, you want me to read it?
Yeah, what does it say?
To combine fashion and mental health awareness.
After losing my cousin to suicide, I was inspired to start conversations about mental health through the clothes that I create. Every piece serves as a reminder that we're in this together, and a portion of all sales goes to supporting mental health initiatives. Let's make a difference one garment at a time.
Aww. What's in there?
So there's a hoodie and...
Okay, I'll just put the box down.
So, oh, it's a t-shirt. Prioritize you, Liz. This would be hot on you.
Oh, that's
cute.
Oh, my
gosh.
On the back.
On a super cute lid.
I like the cutoff.
There's something here. It says...
Let me feel the fabric.
The best is yet to come.
Oh, this is nice.
This is actually, nice. Well, on this side too. Is it on this side?
Okay, so who wants what?
And look,
you got that? Okay.
And this says, you go, girl.
Oh, that's cute. Thank you, Chloe. You know, we're here to support your cause. Good. We love it. Yeah. This is amazing. You're amazing. And thank you for dropping this off to the studio. So if anybody else has any freebies that you want to throw our way.
But it needs four.
We need four. We need four.
Yeah.
All spread the wealth. What do you need, Tiffany? Anything?
Socks. Oh, I could do some shoes.
Thank you for watching this episode of Girl Talk. I'm Elizabeth Vargas.
I'm Frances Cardone.
Tiffany Sowersby.
Jody Silva.
Like, follow, subscribe, support us on Patreon with no commercials, but more importantly, subscribe on YouTube for all the new updates and get the latest tea, the tea that you need. Till next time.
Bye.
You can have this one.